Hey, friends. Welcome to But What If You Did? This is the podcast where we talk about the ebbs and flows of being human. We know the human experience can be messy, but it can also be awe-inspiring and filled with wonder. But What If I Did is really the catalyst to finding that first next step forward when life feels messy. I'm Allison, a life coach and meditation and breathwork facilitator. I'm an Enneagram 6. I love craft coffee, ice cream, New England falls, and really all things pumpkin spice.
And I'm Chloe, a community builder with a passion for normalizing the human experience. I'm an Enneagram 2. I love sunshine, finding the best tea shop wherever I go, and introducing people to their new favorite restaurant. And we're on a mission to normalize the hard stuff, to peel back the layers of societal conditioning in order to help you feel empowered so that you can show up fully as your most vibrant and authentic self. You can expect everything from raw and vulnerable coffee chats working through our own lived experiences in real time to interviews with wellness advocates and thought leaders in the personal development space. Are you ready to hang? Then let's get to today's conversation.
Hey friends, welcome back to another week on the pod. Surprise, it's just me again. Chloe and I are just having a heck of a time aligning our schedules to sit down and record, but I know we are all anxiously awaiting how her big trip went and a February recap and so much more to come on that. But I'm excited to just have some time to reconnect like the old days when it was just us. So last week, you know, I talked about how I finally figured it out. And I think it's taken me a long time to, and I think that's probably true for a lot of you as well, where you're like, I don't know what my purpose is. It doesn't make any sense. And then all of a sudden, the breadcrumbs of life just lead you to what it is. And suddenly, one day, it just all makes sense. Last week, I started to talk a little bit more about some upcoming changes I have. And maybe some of you are reading between the lines, but I'm going to be spending a lot more time kind of diving into the things that really light me up. And that is working with one-on-one clients. And I have so many things coming on the horizon. I'm excited to reopen my books to one-on-one clients. Truthfully, the last probably 6 months or so, I've been really teetering on the edge of burnout and have really not felt like myself. And I really had to step back, especially with this move across the country, and say, like, I can't work with one-on-one clients right now because I need all of the energetic capacity that I have left to hold myself in this season and really hold space for myself to navigate a lot of big changes. And I just didn't have the capacity to really give someone what they deserve when they invest in you as a coach. Like when someone invests in working with you, you want to be able to give them your all. You want to be able to really hold that space that they need for everything that they're working through. And I didn't have the space to do that. I've maintained my one client, Ashley, through the whole time. We've gone way back. And at this point, like we have an understanding of what it looks like for both of us to ebb and flow in different seasons of life. But most of my clients, when their last coaching container ended, we had to part ways. And that's okay. Like that's just the season of life that I was in. I brought breathwork into the fold probably middle of last year. And I really just didn't even have the capacity to offer that as a service. Like I've done some one-on-one breathwork sessions and it's been so fun and I've so enjoyed it. And I just didn't have space or capacity for anything else. And honestly, like even just kind of thinking about this, like it's so sad when you like feel like you don't have time for the things that you love because you're so burnt out from the things that don't light you up. And as a generator, my human design type is a generator. And like when I'm lit up, I put out good energy into the world, which helps other people. And it's just one of those things that I wish I had more capacity for, more time, more space. So anyways, as we were talking last week, something, you know, I was on my Instagram stories quite a bit more and I was doing some website updates and different things. And I realized that I was the person that really like felt like I was doing the work. Like if you had asked me, I know I touched on this in last week's episode, I would have told you I'm reading all the books, I'm doing all the things. But like, what does it really mean to do the work? And so I want to break that down this week because I feel like that's something that until I really stopped and thought about it and confronted some like really hard truths around it, I would have just told you, yeah, I'm doing the work, but I couldn't tell you why the needle wasn't moving, right? So like maybe you're someone that you read the all of the personal development books. Like I could send you a list. You're going to go read every single one of them. But do you skip the questions and the inside? Do you skip the like, okay, now your turn parts? Because I sure do. I'm the person that's like, yeah, I'm going to wait until I get to the end of the book and then go back. But I don't go back. And maybe you don't either. Or I'm like, I'll write them down in my journal so that I can use them as morning journal prompts. And I write them down, but I don't actually use them as morning journal prompts. Maybe you write the journal prompt down and you respond, but only surface level. Like you write a couple words down, you write a bullet point or two, but you don't really feel like you're, or maybe thinking about it now, you're realizing like, I don't really scratch the surface on what I really feel. I don't know. I like to think about it as like, I'm dusting, but I'm not really deep cleaning. And like, that's kind of how it felt for me for a long time of like, I was doing the work, but I was dusting. I wasn't getting to the good stuff. I was on a hamster wheel and honestly, like not making a lot of progress. Maybe you can relate to that feeling too. You know, maybe I found myself like opening up to new ideas, but not actually moving the needle. I was becoming more aware of my limiting beliefs. I was understanding that I had triggers. I knew that I had shadows that I needed to work through, but like I wasn't actually moving through them. Maybe that's also something you can relate to a bit. But through all of this, that's how I landed with coaching. That's where I found coaching, and that's where that's space that I feel like can make coaching really effective. So maybe you're not super familiar with what life coaching is. And what's, you know, a question I get asked often is, what's the difference between therapy and coaching? And I remember the first life coach that I worked with, she said, therapy goes backwards, coaching goes forward. And that, I mean, that probably oversimplifies it by a lot. But if you're working with a therapist, like you can go back in time and you're going to work through all of the trauma that you went through growing up, or all of the just like the things that didn't make sense about your life, that you're going to go backwards a lot. Coaching, we're here to help you from this point forward. And sometimes you're going to go back a little bit. Maybe you have to revisit it, like where did a limiting belief come from or something. But like coaches are generally here to help you continue forward. And over the last few years, like I have tried going to therapy a few times now. And I'm totally with Chloe on that, like therapy is for everyone. And I know therapy is a super effective modality for Chloe. I've had good experiences with therapy. I'm not going to lie. I've had some therapists that I've really enjoyed and honestly looked forward to our sessions every week. But like I have found it to really just not be the most effective modality for myself. My preference, truly my preference at this point, is to invest in coaching because I feel like I personally move the needle further. Like it makes a bigger impact on my life. And I feel like I'm able to then push that ripple effect out into the universe a little bit further. But at the end of the day, like I also believe that only you know what's best for you, and only you know the support that you need, and only you know whether working with a therapist and a coach is a good idea for you. Only you know if you just need a therapist. Only you know if maybe coaching is what's best for you. I can't tell you which modality is going to be best for you. And I think like that's another part of this story is like I had to dabble with a lot of different types of therapists, a lot of different types of coaches to find what worked for me. So if you're not familiar with what life coaching is, in a traditional life coaching container, we say container because we work together for a specific amount of time and it's a very curated space in which we are there to hold space for you and everything that you're moving through and to support you with whatever you need in a very like high touch, we're there for you every step of the way kind of fashion during that unique period of time. So with traditional life coaching, like what I was taught when I went through my certification is basically that you're going to help the person set like 2 to 3 goals and your client is in control of how they achieve those goals. And you're really there to guide them, to help mirror, to help them find their blind spots. But at the end of the day, they're leading this and they're doing the work and you're just there to support along the way. A goal might be something like, I want to build confidence in how I present myself at work. So you're setting goals, you're going to help them work towards the goals. What I've realized over the last however many months, year of doing the work myself is that like the traditional life coaching container is not the kind of container that I want to provide. It's not the kind of container that was most effective for me. It's not the kind of container that is going to most effectively serve my dream clients and the people that I want to help go deeper so that they can take the ripple effect and push it out into the world, right? And so this might, the traditional life coaching container or working with a more traditional life coach that's going to help you focus on like those couple of two or three goals and they're really going to help you work through it. Like that might be the place for you. And that might be the kind of coach you're looking for if maybe you've never worked with a coach before. Maybe you're looking for something to complement the work you're doing with your therapist. Maybe you aren't really sure what you want to get out of a coaching container and you just want to see like what it's like working with a coach. Maybe that's for you. Maybe you've realized you're doing the work, but you're not really doing the work, kind of like we talked about at the top of the episode. That's cool. Like that might be the kind of coach that you're looking for. And if that is the kind of coaching container you're looking for, this is not the right kind of coaching container. Like what I have opening up is not, it's not going to be ideal for you. It's not going to help you in the way that I think you're looking for a coach to help you. And that's okay. Like I am not going to be the coach for everyone. And that's also really great. Because there is a coach out there for you. You just have to find the person that you really click with, that you really trust, and that is offering the kind of coaching container that you want to work with. I mean, this is totally what I did with my first life coach. And at that time, that is totally what I needed. I learned to really lean into being more self-compassionate. I was pretty hard on myself up until that point. I had never really celebrated when I achieved something. I had never really given myself credit for the work that I was doing. And that coaching container honestly opened the doors and helped me to realize that like tearing myself down was getting me nowhere. And I couldn't have done that without that first life coach. But after that, I realized I wanted more. I wanted to go deeper. And I was starting to really get into a lot of different, You know me, I like to read. I run the gamut with personal development books. But a lot of the books that I were drawn to were talking more about like the body keeps score and how energy gets trapped in your body. And I was reading so much about how like disease can be attributed to like trapped emotions and energetic hygiene. And just, I've always felt that I was energy sensitive. I've used that term my whole life and I couldn't tell you why or why that really mattered until recently, right? But I was drawn to really understanding how energy affects the body and how that contributes to so many things in our life. And honestly, that just following that little like curious nudge landed me down a new rabbit hole. And the next coach that I worked with integrated more of that somatic work into our sessions. They did a little bit of the breath work. They worked a little bit more with energy movement in the body. Where do you feel this in the body? What does it feel like? Does it have a color? Does it have a texture? What would it feel like if we released that? You know, like there were a lot of questions that she would ask during our sessions that were very different from the first coach that I worked with. And this type of coaching container started to feel more aligned for me. Like I started to feel like I was getting more out of it. I was moving the needle a little bit further. I was more curious and I just seemed to be building new skills that were able to help me better regulate my nervous system, help me better self-soothe, help me not feel triggered as much in different situations. And this was kind of a breakthrough moment for me because while I was noticing that like now I was able to support myself better from that perspective, I also realized that I was living externally. I really had no idea what was going on inside of me. When she first started asking me these questions, I really struggled to answer them. And then over time, it became like, oh yeah, this feels like a lead weight sitting on my heart center. And it feels like it's covered in a cobweb, which if you've never thought about what something feels like inside of your body, maybe you're like, what are you talking about? That's crazy. And maybe you have done some of that work and maybe that doesn't feel as crazy to you. But I started to realize that like understanding that was helping me to break through in a new way. And as I opened up to it more and started to be able to answer these questions, I was truly amazed by how much easier life around me started to feel when I started to listen and understand my body better. I realized I didn't feel safe in my body, and that was going to be a big piece of this. That was when I started to realize that breath work was going to be a really big piece of this puzzle. And I poured months of last year into learning that. During this time, I felt pretty hesitant to invest in a coach, even though I felt like I needed one again. But I was dealing with my own limiting beliefs around money and dealing with some unresolved for lack of a better term, money trauma. I think a lot of millennials, we deal with money trauma in some way. And I started to notice that there were just like a lot of little signs from the universe pushing me towards energy healing. And I maybe didn't understand what they really meant at the time. I specifically, like, I remember at one point last year, like, I was looking for a therapist, and there was one that came up that worked with energy healing along with it. And I was like, oh, therapy and energy healing. I don't know why that sounds better than just regular therapy, but like, I was kind of leaning towards that. And then I couldn't find a time that worked with that person. It didn't really work out. But coming off of the breathwork stuff, I realized that we had a lot of Reiki practitioners in our group, or people that worked closely with Reiki practitioners. And I was like, well, I don't really know what Reiki is, but I know it has something to do with energy. And so I'm going to try that out. And I tried Reiki. And I honestly, at the time, like, I'm not even sure that I really like understood what it was, other than it had something to do with moving energy through the body. And that felt like what I needed. But honestly, after that first session, I was hooked. And I would have never looked for a spiritual mentor, a spiritual coach. Like, that would have never been the type of coach or coaching container that I was looking for or thought that I needed. But at the end of the day, after I was hooked on Reiki and I had built a connection with the practitioner I was working with, and I felt like she was helping me in one session a month to move the needle more than I felt like I had moved the needle in months, I felt like it was time to go all in and work with her one-on-one. And I don't know, like, guys, that cracked me open on a new level. And with the energy flowing, so many little things in my life just started to align better. Things like my migraines, like, yeah, sure, I sure get them occasionally still, especially when I'm on like my cycle, but like, I'm not getting them frequently like I was. I was getting them multiple times a week again. And that was something I had chalked up to my B12 deficiency and all of these other things. And all of a sudden, they were slowly disappearing. And if I had one, I was able to like better learn to release it myself. And I started to realize I had a lot of this energetic power within myself. I was to a point that I needed migraines, massages, the other M word I was looking for. I needed massages pretty frequently. And moving across the country, I didn't have access to my same massage person. I was like, oh, this is really going to suck. I'm going to have to find somebody that like has to relearn where I need massages. Come to find out, when I learned how to work with my energy a little bit better, I was just holding a lot of frustration and trapped emotions in my shoulders. And that was why I needed massages all the time, was because I actually didn't know how to deal with my own emotions and I couldn't move them through my body. And I had energy just trapped, like frustrated energy trapped everywhere. It was wild how much changed from just learning a little bit about my energy and learning how to move it through the body. And I can't scratch more than the surface on this episode of how much changed as a result of learning that. But what I can tell you is that these couple of spots that I'm about to open up, that I have the waitlist up and posted for, and that I'm really excited to start taking someone through this new container with me and to go on this journey so closely with someone. And really see where this new adventure goes and unfolds, is I've learned the power of combining coaching with spirituality, with breath work, with somatics, with Reiki. And I'm really excited to see how that transformative combination can really help to unlock everything that I have unlocked for someone else. I think coaches, we most effectively serve the people that we once were. And I don't think who I once was could have ever anticipated that this is who I was meant to be, but it feels so aligned. And I'm so excited to really start to step into this new season. And there is so much change. There is so much change happening behind the scenes right now, like a scary, terrifying amount of change. The way life is playing out right now is not what I was hoping. Well, it is what I was hoping for, and it's not all at the same time, but it's time to make a change. And if you've been here for a while, you can probably read between the lines. I'm not at a point that I can really officially say anything too much yet, but just know that my wait lists are now up and posted. My website has been, you know, pretty much fully updated. The podcast is we're going in some fun directions. I can't wait for Chloe to be back. I can't wait to go back to having these conversations. But I've also just like so appreciated and valued like having the space the last couple of weeks to just like connect with you on a new level. And this is what it means to do the work. And this is what I'm meant to help people with. And I just, if anything I said today piqued your interest, jump on the wait list. Come learn more about what it is that I'm bringing to life next. If you're willing to try this out with me, I'm willing to go on this journey with you. I'm willing to go all in, and I can't wait to help you transform your life. I'm just so grateful to have the space and the time and the capacity to continue to share along with you and to bring you along for this exciting, fun journey with us. So I hope you guys have a great week, and I will talk to you all real soon. Well, that's a wrap. We are so grateful you made the decision to come share a part of your day with us. If today's conversation resonated with you, we would love to read your review over on Apple Podcasts or whatever platform you're supporting the show from.
Or share it with a friend or tag us over on Instagram at @butwhatifyoudidpod so we can personally say thank you for helping us spread our message. Everything discussed in today's conversation is, of course, linked down below in the show notes.
Until next time, friends, I'm Allison.
And I'm Chloe, and you've been listening to But What If You Did?